One of the most important things that we need to understand is the way that God speaks to us. This is one of the most confusing themes and topics for all Catholics. A soul from purgatory reveals to us this mysterious language of souls, and not only that, but the consequences if we ignore it. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 27. In this 33-day consecration, we are now entering Holy Week, the week before we give ourselves to Our Lady under this beautiful title, Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the favorite title of the souls in purgatory for the Blessed Mother. It's what they call her. Let's get into today's reading. She asked the sister soul in purgatory, "Do you speak to each other in purgatory?" Souls communicate with each other when God permits it, and after the manner of souls, but without words. "Yes, it is true, I speak to you, but are you a spirit? Would you understand me if I did not pronounce words? But for myself, as God wills it so, I understand you without your pronouncing any words with your lips. There is communication between spirits and souls on earth. Thus, when you have a good thought or a holy desire, they have been communicated to you by your guardian angel or by some saint, and sometimes by God himself. That is the language of souls." We need to unpack this because this is often incredibly misunderstood. First of all, notice a few things that's happening, that definitely there is communication between spirits and souls on earth. So heaven and purgatory, they're talking to us. The first thing that we need to understand is we are being spoken to all the time. They want to communicate, not like here on earth where people are indifferent. Next, did you hear the hierarchy of how we are communicated to? First, our guardian angels, then some saints, then even God himself. So often when we blame something as like, "God told me, God told me that, God told me this," maybe it is the case that God told you, but it could have been also your guardian angel. In fact, that's why God put them there. They are the primary spiritual communicator to us. Therefore, we should develop a relationship with them, and we should be aware that they're going to be talking to us all the time. They're going to be our own spiritual coach. It's really true. That's why they're there. That's the only job they have. They don't just pray for us and protect us. They're trying to speak to us, but we don't know how to listen. Here is a good rule of thumb. Be more humble. If it's a good idea and it's spiritual and it's holy, it's not from you. You're not holy enough or smart enough to have come up with it, especially if it just popped in your head to burst your bubble. It wasn't you. You're not that awesome. It was your guardian angel who inspired it. Stop blaming yourself for the good stuff and blaming God for the bad stuff. Flip it. All the bad stuff, you. All the good stuff, God. Very simple. That is a very simple rule of thumb. Now, some of you will think, "Well, maybe I'm getting all these good ideas." Yes, heaven is generous. Your guardian angel and your saints and God are going to be flooding you with good ideas. Can you do all of them? No, it's impossible. That doesn't mean they don't want to flood you with them. They can't help being generous. It's not their fault that we're limited. It's ours. That's why, for instance, Blessed Mother Teresa, she had this vow that whenever she felt an inspiration from God, she would be faithful to it. That's why she did so much. That's why she was so incredibly busy running around from here or there. So any good and holy thought and every good desire, blame your guardian angel or some saint or God. How can you discern the difference? Often you can't. We can't always tell the difference. That will take a lot of time, and you're going to do that over time as you practice. Are you going to make mistakes in listening to this language of souls? Of course. Don't ignore it out of fear of making mistakes. That would be incredibly foolish. Don't ignore God. Try to listen. Now, you can flip this, and what are some other implications? Every evil thought or evil desire, who does it come from? It either comes from you, from our own tendency towards evil, or the demons or Satan himself. So we know to fight those. Often this is actually much easier to pinpoint. Why? Because Satan is loud and annoying and boisterous and a show-off. So he will make a lot of noise. We will hear him first. The good and the spiritual world are always more subtle, more good. You have to listen more attentively. And they kind of hide a little bit. They make it seem like it's your idea. Why? Because they're humble. So we should imitate them and realize, hey, that was not from me. That was from my guardian angel. If you start listening in this way, you will see all the many holy inspirations that will come. Now, these holy inspirations aren't always going to be do a novena or pray or go to Mass. Not necessarily. That's especially the case if you're living in a monastery. You're going to have like all these different things. You will be inspired to pray and fast and do these other things or to watch my videos. But a lot of the holy inspirations that you will get have to do with your state in life. Help this person. Feed your kids. Cook like this. Do it a little bit better. Put yourself into it. Don't be so lazy. Wake up. Those little things, those little pushes for your daily life, that's your guardian angel pulling you and pushing you towards holiness. Now, what happens if we don't listen? Listen to this, and here is revealed what happens to those that are going to hell. Those who are lost because they willed it. Because to arrive at damnation, they must have refused thousands of graces and good inspirations that God gave them. Hence, it is their own fault. How many times does God warn those going to hell? Thousands of times. So those in hell, unfortunately, deserve it. It's their fault. They wanted it. How could they want that? I have no idea. But did you hear that? The good inspirations. So as we ignore those good desires and good inspirations, those holy thoughts, we're walking away from God into the path of hell. Those good inspirations and good holy thoughts and good desires, are they challenging and difficult to fulfill? Yes, that's the point. To get to heaven is difficult. It's an upward climb. So we need to be aware of that. Obviously, there's those times when we're running towards sin and we hear these pulls, get away, stop. What are you doing? Clearly, those are the good inspirations from God. But also those good inspirations, spend more time with your child, kiss your wife, rub her, be kind to your husband. These things are your guardian angel speaking to you. Not only can listening to these get us out of hell, they can help us avoid purgatory as well and lead us straight into heaven. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 28.